Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An update from the deadly plane crash in Northeast Philly. Officials now believe at least 24 people were hurt Friday night. The death toll remains at 7, and the transportation secretary was at the scene yesterday to survey the site. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was here in Northeast Philly, meeting with Governor Shapiro, Mayor Parker, and other leaders and investigators. Secretary Duffy said President Trump offered his condolences, resources, and support. The secretary says the recovered black box's condition is unknown. Other factors, though, will be looked at.
The FAA and the NTSB, they're going to look at weather. Was there medical concerns? Was there technical or mechanical issues on the airplane? All factors that even though this crash was so devastating, there are remains, whether it's the engines, the wings, that they can look at and get answers to what took place here. We hope to get their preliminary report within 30 days, and we have committed to being as transparent as possible.
The city has updated the injuries from 22 to 24. Four remain hospitalized, two are in critical, and two others are in stable condition. Six people on board that plane died, including an 11-year-old patient and her mother. A person in a car also perished at Cotman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard. John McEvitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two teenage DoorDash drivers were wounded in a shootout in the Fairhill neighborhood that left a man dead. Police say the 16 and 18-year-old girls were both shot in the thigh around 7:30 just off Lehigh Avenue. A 26-year-old man was also shot multiple times throughout his body. He was taken to Temple Hospital, where he later died. Inspector D.F. Pace.
Based on the information that we have right now, it appears that gunshots rang out in this area right around 7:35 between two groups of individuals. It appears that the motive was drugs. The crime scene consists of at least 30 spent shell casings from what looks like about three different calibers. So we know that there were at least multiple shooters here, at least three shooters.
Police are still looking for the shooters and any weapons. America is a nation of immigrants, and yesterday they tried to show their influence with what advocates called a day without immigrants. About 100 people marched around South Philly Monday evening to protest President Trump's crackdown on immigration. KYW's Vic Ragapaffi was there.
No fear, no hate, no
hate. Dozens of protesters gathered at 9th and Washington around 5 p.m. Monday, waving flags, holding signs, and chanting in unison. It came the same day businesses across the country shuttered to show what a day without immigrants would look like. Maria Mendez is a youth organizer at Juntos, a South Philly immigrant advocacy nonprofit.
Immigrants, we do everything, especially the hard labor that people don't want to do.
As Trump's administration looks to deliver on his campaign promise of mass deportations, last Tuesday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested seven workers at a car wash in Juniata Park.
People are hurt. People are angry. People feel upset, betrayed, but it has led to a lot of passion.
And 3rd District Councilmember Jamie Gautier says mass deportations would have a disastrous effect on Philly's communities.
It would destabilize our neighborhoods, destabilize our families, destabilize our economy, and we have to stand up for people.
In South Philly, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. A Temple student is behind bars after university officials say he and some others impersonated ICE agents on campus. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the story.
Philadelphia police say 22-year-old student Aiden Stiegelman is one of three people who disrupted an Insomnia Cookies pretending to be an ICE agent. It happened on the night of February 1st when Stiegelman and another person tried to enter a residence hall on campus but were denied access. They were both wearing shirts with police and ICE in white lettering. The third person was recording the interactions. In a letter to the school community, university officials reminded students that impersonating law enforcement is a crime and they could be subject to disciplinary action. detention, including expulsion. Officials say the Temple Communications Center used cameras across campus to identify the vehicle being used by the group. Philly police towed the vehicle shortly after. Investigators were able to use the surveillance footage to identify and arrest Stiegelman. They say he is on an interim suspension as officials investigate. Temple police say if you have any information on the incident, to contact them at 215-204-1234. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's a sign that it won't be long until we hear the pop of the mitt and the crack of the bat from baseball spring training. The Phillies equipment trucks left for Clearwater Monday, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Forget the groundhog. For Phillies fan Mike Slice of Croydon, a harbinger of spring is seeing the Phillies equipment trucks departing for spring training.
It's like a sign of summer's close. The winter is almost over, and we're getting close to spring and seeing baseball again.
In the bowels of Citizens Bank Park, crews loaded hundreds of shirts, pants, batting gloves, and bats for the four-day trip to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. It's a process that actually began at the end of last season as the team buys new equipment. The Phil's longtime manager of equipment and umpire services, Dan O'Rourke, keeps track of players' uniform sizes and preferences, including new Phillies like left fielder Max Kepler.
Those guys we spoke to in the offseason, like Max, I spoke to him with his bat order. That was placed after we had signed him.
The truck will be unloaded Friday in time for pitchers and catchers' first workout February 12th. At Citizens Bank Park, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the all-local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The all-local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.